Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
Let's take our anchor scriptures. The book of Psalms chapter 24. We are reading all the way from verse 1 to 10. The book of Psalms chapter 24. We are about to catch the revelation, but you didn't get there. You had Psalms 48, it's 24. Hallelujah. Can we go on? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This one very powerful scripture I like. The world and they that dwell therein. If you don't know today, you should know that the earth is of the Lord and the fullness thereof. Even the people who dwell in belongs to God. For he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. For your information, this earth is the founded yachts. I don't want to explain the scripture. Let's move on. I'll come back to it. Let's go on. Let's go on. Verse 4. We are into the verse 10. Who shall ascend on into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Follow. Verse 4. I think he that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfulness. Wow. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seeketh thy face, O Jacob. Shelah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Powerful. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. The last verse. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Our second reading is in the book of Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Our last reading, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. We are all reading together. Proverbs chapter 25, then the verse 2. Okay, let's go. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. Are you with me? We are reading together. Let's go, huh? I want to hear you. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Again, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. We bless God for this morning, and this Sunday and the next two Sundays ahead of us, I would spend it on, or I'm going to be talking about special appointments with God. We are still on Teach Us to Pray, and I have told you that this will be my last sub series with Teach Us to Pray, and we are looking at what prayer mining as our sub series under the prayer mining. Okay, so still on the sub series prayer mining, which literally means what? Getting the best out of the practice of prayer. That's what I said, right? So getting the best out of the practice of prayer, there were four category things that I mentioned that we were looking at. Number one is what? The prayer watch. The sensitive times to which we should pray at our benefit, at our best interest. We can pray anytime, but these times serves you to what? Effectively what? Practice prayer. It is very strategic time. Then we came into what we call the daily what? Appointment with God. Daily appointment with God. We looked at, I'll give a recap over there. So now we are moving from our daily appointment to the third one, which is what? Special appointment. So the daily appointment is what we normally called waiting. And now we are moving to what? Special what? Appointment, which we call what? Retreat. Then after retreat, we look at the last thing called what? Fasting. These four things are non-negotiable too if we want to get the best out of prayer. So if we are mining prayer, that is, we are getting the best out of prayer, then these four things are non-negotiable. Hallelujah. So we found out that last 2 weeks and last 3 weeks, we found out that foundationally, God created us for the purpose of relationship. And this relationship is on the is only possible when the lifeline called communication is at play. So we know that God created us for the purpose of what? Relationship. The father desired a heart, a son. The bride desired, the groom desired a bride, which is the son, desired or the bride. And the Holy Spirit or the Spirit desired what? A temple. Are we on the same page? So on these three dimensions of operation is where we are able to express dominion. So out of the relationship, God desired that through relationship, he will govern the act. Through relationship with man, he will rule over the extension of his dominion. So relationship is the very foundational reason God created man. Are you with me? That's what the three parties took interest in this creation. Are we all there? Good. And on that fact, we find out that the lifeline of relationship is what? Communication. Is that not it? And by our general definition of prayer, as we all know, prayer is when a human being communicates or commune with what? A deity. Are you on the same page? Are you on the same page? So prayer is when a human being communicates with what? A deity. So if communication is the lifeline of what? Relationship with God, it means that prayer is a non-negotiable too. So remember that the reasons why we ought to pray in the first series that I preached, I spoke about the second message that I preached, what? Remaining in what? Purpose, effective in what? Remaining in relationship with God and effective in purpose. I spoke about this as what? Prayer. It is what I'm talking about right now. So we found out that this is the foundational reason. And we also found out that in as much as we desire to build a wonderful relationship with God through communion, which is what? Fellowship. The another word for what? Communion is what? Fellowship. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14, if I'm right. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. So it is what? As something that must be with us continuously in our life. In as much as we desire that we would have communion. Very good. Thank you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you all. So that was Paul's blessing and prayer for them. That the fellowship of you and the Holy Spirit of God must be constant. In as much as we desire this very nature or this very thing of God, it is very important that we know that we can only accomplish this through the spirit component. That's what we spoke about last 2 weeks. The spirit what? Component. John chapter 4 verse 22 to 24 said, this is all the Lord seeketh, that they that worship him must worship him in truth and what? And in spirit. For God is what? Spirit. Are we there? So we established that in our fellowship, in our communion with God, it is our spirit dimension that is very, very important. This is because the spirit component of man is the only relatable unit God can best build contact with man. Are we there? Are we there? So Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27, we saw that it said, for there is a spirit in man, and is the candle of the Lord that searches the inner part of man. For the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord that searches the inner belly of man. Are we there? So it is the spirit that God is able to what? I've already spoken about this, so I'm just doing a recap. That is why anytime we want the best of God, we have to turn on this component. We have to what? Turn on. That's why we said, be in the what? The spirit. Be in the what? Be in the what? So Revelation chapter 4 verse 24, we saw that John the apostle said, the moment heaven was opened unto me, immediately I was in the what? In the spirit. So this is the point we came with last 2 weeks. And we find out that our daily appointment, as we set a time aside to communicate with God, we must do so by what? Being in the spirit. Hallelujah. Now, let's move into today's concept. As I talk about special retreat, before we understand the very need of retreat, there is a very key element that we have to understand today. Now, one key secret on how God designed the relationship between him. I spoke about relationship last week into daily appointment. Now, daily appointment and special appointment are not too different. That's why I use the word appointment, so that I understand that they are. So waiting and retreat are not too so different, but I'm going to explain them. But before we move into that, there is something I want to establish with you. Now, this is it. One key secret on how God designed the relationship between him and man to grow is on the fact that God concealed things about him. And as men take interest to search about it, they end up discovering more about him. So our last reading, Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2. He said that it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's also the glory of king to what? Search into that matter. Why? Because God designed it such a way that the moment we decide to search a matter as kings, you remember he has made us kings and not prince and priests. So as we being kings, we decide to search into a matter, the search will open up certain things that we least expected. And that is where our glory comes from. So God's model of relationship, what he used, or God designed the relationship of man and him to flow upon, is that he decided to conceal things about him and about the things of the spirit. And as man desired to search for those things, man will be taking a step closer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's a very simple thing. There are many things you don't know about me, but the moment you decide to pay attention to me and you decide to start to come close to me, seek me, you begin to discover certain things about me. That's the principle of relationship. Do you agree? That is why he said you don't know a person until there are daily revelations you find about people. Ah, so you two can do this. The way my wife knows me, most of you will not know me like that. Are we all on the same page? So the principle of relationship, the growth, the strength of relationship is on the fact that there is a concealed spot and there's one not searching or seeking the matter, and that is where the glory is. Hallelujah. And therefore, the more we know him, the stronger our relationship with him. So if you do not know how to search a matter, you may not discover the concealed things of God, and you may not know him. Come with them. Now you find out that this principle I'm talking about do not only remain in the spiritual things we do, but we can find out that even the things that God has created for us, this earth, this environment, the best of it comes when we decide to search, which we call it our discovery. Are you there? America was discovered and has been a blessing to people. We discover gold. Do you know that as we are here, there's a possibility that there could be minerals here, but we don't know. But Pastor Dennis can discover it. And the rest of us, yeah, you don't know how to search a matter. When he discovers it, he is the only one who's going to benefit from that glory. Hallelujah. So you see, there are things in God people are really enjoying, but you have not come to enjoy because you have not gained the mastery in what? Searching it. Hallelujah. Are you with me? I want you to be focused. Do you get it? So this thing does not only act in the spiritual realm, it transits into the physical. That those who are searchers, researchers, people who seek, they end up to discover the best part of this environment and they enjoy it. Why is this so? Because God designed man as a seeking being. That is why our spirit component is a search engine. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27. For the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching. The reason why everything that man can benefit is connected to search, seek, is because the spirit nature of man is designed to what? To search. So our spirit is what? A search engine. Now what happens is that anytime we activate this search engine, that's how we be in the spirit, it goes all out towards searching. Let's read the scripture. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9. Our first, second reading. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9. With my soul have I desired thee. So you see why we desire God. Our soul desires God. Take note of this. In the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I what? Seek thee what? Early. So it is the desire, it is the soul that desires God, but the spirit what? Seek. That word seek means what? To search diligently. To pursue. So our soul does not pursue God. It is the spirit of man that pursues God. It is the spirit of man that what? Search God diligently. Why? Because God created man to be what? The spirit of man to be what? A search engine. So anytime we want to know God or want to know something about God, it is the spirit of man that will do that job for you. Therefore, if you don't know how to turn on, activate the spirit, be in the spirit, you will find out that there is no way you can ever know God. That is why it is very dangerous to only leave the messages we preach to you, the Bible you read and everything in the soul realm, because in the soul realm there are desires, but in the spirit realm they are seeking. Jesus said that even though the flesh is weak, the spirit is what? Willing. So anytime your spirits go out to work, what it does is that it goes out to do thorough searching. That's why whenever you are in the spirit, you come across things that you cannot deny them. Now what happens? Whenever we go into search, whenever we activate our spirit into search, what happens is that the end result of the searching, the true end result of the searching, is that we come into what we call spiritual encounters. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be what? Found. So anytime we enter the spirit, are you following me? So that is why you are having your daily quiet time and you are able to climb, and then you enter the spirit, you activate your spirit. What happens is that you find God. And that is what we call what? Encounter. Seek the Lord while he may be what? Be found. So our soul desires God. Our soul may desire the things of God, but it will only remain a desire and it will never materialize, and we will never have encounters until that desire transits into an act of what? Seeking. When our spirit goes to work, search. And when the spirit begins to search, there will be discovery. That is why God built the principle of relationship on what? Searching. He conceals things that we will go after it. And when we go after it, we will begin to what? Have encounter with him. Encounters what? With him. Are we there? Now, when we talk about this encounter, it's not about you have seen things you have. No. This encounter I'm talking about is when you collide with spiritual things that transform your life. You collide with spiritual things that transform your life. Light, there are certain light, understanding that hit you so strong that you never become the same. The evidence of an encounter is a transformed life. So say we are organizing a program, I've encountered God. You see, when the woman at the well of Samaritan encountered Jesus, what did she do? She even stopped her profession, what she was doing, and went out to be an evangelist. Tell me who has ever encountered Jesus and remained the same? Nobody. Mary Magdalene, the Bible said, the Bible said she was a woman who was known to be what? A prostitute. At the end of the day, when she met Jesus, there was a transformation. The evidence of an encounter, when we found God, is that there's what? Transformation. And how does that come back? It comes by what? Seeking. And what does the seeking? The what? Spirit of a man. Hello? How do we get our spirit to seek? When we know how to what? Communicate. Are we on the same page? Are you following me? Thus, the transformation of every life, or the transformation of our life, is dependent on we being seekers. So if you are not a seeker, then there is no transformation for you. Transformation is a progressive change from glory to what? Glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all with an open face, beholding not in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from what? Glory to what? So it means that it is a daily thing. A daily what? A daily what? Are you following me? I'm still talking about the principle of relationship here. I said our appointments with God is as a matter of what? Relationship. We want to honor relationship. Are you following me? And our appointment with God is because we want to honor the principle of relationship. And I'm telling that the relationship is effective on the basis of what? Communication. And today I'm telling you that what makes your relationship with God grow is on the fact that He conceals things from you for you to what? Search it. And that is what the act of what? Seeking. So if you are not a seeker, it means that your relationship with God will be weak. And when you begin to seek, what happens is that you will come into contact with spiritual things. You will collide with spiritual truth, collide with spiritual things that will transform you on a daily basis. So our transformation is as a result of we being what? Seekers. An interest to search. So your quiet time, your appointment, if you are honoring an appointment with God, the ultimate result is that you are ending up with what? The mentality of what? Being a seeker. Hallelujah. So Paul said that I may know him. That I may what? Know him. Let's continue. Hallelujah. Therefore, when we have an appointment with God on a daily basis, the end result is that it transforms us. That's why daily appointment is what? Very important. Are we on the same page? Are we on the same page? Now, why should we be seekers? I want to show you something here. Why should we be seekers? You remember that we always want to come to the very presence of God, because that was the invitation that God gave us. Is that not it? In the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, come boldly before the throne room of grace, that you may be able to find grace and obtain mercy. So that is the reason for which you have daily appointment with God. And I'm telling you that until you become a seeker, you are not going to benefit this thing. Let me show you, number one, why we should be seekers. Number one, it is a non-negotiable tool if you want to stand in the presence of God. Psalms chapter 24. Let's take it from verse 3. Look at this. The first scripture we read. Let's start from the verse 1. Let me do something here. The earth is the Lord. So start talking about something here. Follow. You get it? And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in. Verse 2. For he that founded it upon the seas, for he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Let's go. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Follow me. So now he said, who is the Lord? He said, the earth is this Lord and the fullness thereof. He established it. Now, who can go before this man who had created this earth? Who is the owner of this system? Number one, he said, so it's the question. Who shall stand in his what? Holy place. Where is the holy place? Do you remember? The principle of what? Coming to the presence of God. Now, let's read. He that had clean hands and not pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto what? Vanity, nor sworn deceitfulness. Move on. So he's talking about the people who can come before the presence of God. Those who can stand in his holy place. Those who can ascend into his holy place. Those who can stand before himself. He shall receive those people. They shall receive the blessings from the Lord. Are you following me? Those who are able to stand in his presence shall receive the blessings from the Lord. And righteousness from God of his what? Salvation. Now the verses. Who are those people? This is the generation of them that seek him. There is no way when your mentality or the reason why you are going before the throne room of God is not for you to seek him, you will never discover him. He said, for these people, they shall come before the holy place and their hearts and their hands are clean. And he said, these are the people God will bless them. Now, the identity of these people are what? They are seekers. They are seekers. So these are people who come seeking God, pursuing God, having a heart desire that we must not know him. He said, that seek thy face. So a true prayer life is when you become what? A seeker.
And I told her, a seeker is the one whose spirit is in search for things about God, for realities of the kingdom, that he may collide into that to transform him. So if our spiritual pursuit is not in this principle, that's why you have to be a seeker. Are we there? Are we there? So if your daily appointment or your appointment with God, going to the presence of God on daily basis, is not because you want to seek him, then at the end of the day, you cannot be the people who can stand at his holy place. Because the people who stand in his holy place, he said, this is, they are a generation of what? I pray you'll be a generation of a seeker. Number two, I'll give you two reasons. It is the means to all things. The reason why you have to be a seeker is that it is the means to all things. We have been reading this scripture and all the time. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Yes, we can quote it off it. Oh, we can quote it off it. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Let's go. Seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God and its what? Righteousness. And what happens? All other things. So, Jesus in his teachings about how to have all other things is that you must be a seeker of what? The kingdom of God and what? The righteousness. In other words, you don't need to go to God with the mindset that God do this when your heart is panting for him. When what you want to do is to discover him, when you begin to collide into spiritual realities, every other thing will come out. That's why I find out people who genuinely God, who God used them genuinely, never went to God and said, Father, use me. They were just chasing God. Their heart was, yes, I want to know more of you. And that is how God used them. That's the principle. So we must be what? Seekers. We must be what? Do you not get it? So in as much as daily our appointment with God, I use the word daily. In as much as our appointment, certain times apart to meet God, to search for God or to come into contact with God is important, the most important you have to have is that it should be what? An act of what? Seeking him. That is prayer mining. I hope I have not confused you. Are we on the same page? Good. However, in as much as we do this as a daily thing, are you following me? It means that I said the transformation is on daily basis. Do you get it? It means that we must see God on what? Daily basis. It means that we have to have daily appointment with God. In as much as we have daily appointments with God, in as much as we seek to have daily appointments with God, it is also needful to know that we have to set aside certain special moment to seek him more. Daily appointment is good. However, there is a need to what? Set certain times aside or set certain days aside to seek him more. And I'm going to explain. That is what we call retreat. So therefore, a retreat is a special moment you turn aside to seek God and to spend more time with him. So it is not in retreat that you seek God. You seek God daily. But when it comes to retreat, it becomes a special plan with more time. So you have to have a daily appointment with him. But there are certain times that you need a special appointment with him as a seeker. And the moment you set that special time as a seeker to seek him, that becomes what? A retreat. Now the thing is, what will condition a special time? Because every day we seek him. And when we seek him, he will be found. So on daily basis, we get encounters with God. We get transformation from God. We come into contact with spiritual things. It's a daily thing. The thing is, what will provoke us to have a special time to do more? What will provoke you to decide that for this next 7 days ahead of me, I will be praying throughout the night to seek God? What will make you sit and say that in the next 3 days, I'm putting my work and everything aside, I'm turning off my phone, I'm cutting myself from all communications, and I'm going to wait on the Lord, seek the face of the Lord? What will provoke that? Because you are already a daily what? Seeker. You have daily appointments with Him. So what are the things that provokes special appointments with God? Number one. So now we are talking about retreat. I hope you followed me very well. Have you followed? So I started to talk about the key instrument that strengthens our relationship with God. As we seek appointment to respond to our relationship with God, I said it is what? In the principle that God conceals a thing for us to what? Search. Are you there? God. So now, why do we have to have a special time to pursue God? Number one. When there is a holy discontentment or spiritual dryness, this is a moment when God invokes a hunger in you that will propel you to seek Him. Retreat or special appointment becomes necessary when there is a holy discontentment or when you sense dryness. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 17. So there is a moment in your life, there is a holy hunger. There is what? Holy what? Hunger. There is a spiritual discontentment in you. The moment you notice that kind of spiritual discontentment, it is calling for what? Special appointments. I'm going to explain this. Wait. And I will wait upon the Lord that hide His face from the house of Jacob, and I will what? Look for Him. Why did he say this? Let me show you. The hunger or spiritual discontentment is a situation or a season where God gives us a foretaste of all His good things or His goodness or His goodies or the things of God. And then we drawn them to create a hunger in us to pursue so that we can have full taste. I'm going to break it down for you. You notice that when you become born again and you are growing the Lord, there is this fire that burns in you. Are you there? Sometimes if you are called into the office of the prophetic, you see that you become very sharp. You begin to see things. Those things are called foretaste. You see that when you touch people, they fall under the anointing. When you stand to pray, you notice the strong presence of God. It is foretaste. As you go on, you find out that as a time will come, then it is gone. Most of us, we always think that we have sinned against God. So that's why we go and do all kinds of repentance. No, it is not. God gave you a foretaste. And now to help you to come into the fullness of it, He withdraws it. When He withdraws it, that hunger, because you have tasted it, the thing is what? Sweet. You are enjoying it, then it is taken away from you. So because God has created appetite in you, God has created appetite in you, you'll be hungry for it. So that is why you'll be hungry for power. So you pray for people, they were healed. You pray again, the healing, it didn't work. You had the same person who laid hand and the eyes were open. Now even headache is not responding. I said, what has happened? No. It is God. He creates that hunger in you. He creates those things. And most of the time, that is how God gives birth to ministries in us. So if you are a man of, God wants to use you in a special field, and it is time to bring you into another level of your ministerial life, God will seize everything. It used to happen to me. I didn't understand. I thought I was sinning. I remember very well. I was very sharp. When I was in SHS, prophetic, very, very, very sharp. I can see you and then, papa, I'll give it to you. Came for camp meeting 2012, 2013. Very hot. 2014, what is going on? You know, those times you were lazy. You don't want to read the Bible. We don't want to study Christian literature. I was a very lazy Christian. All I know is that, because when we take the microphone, we begin to pray. We will see right now. So, books. We were selling books, but we didn't read them. I was in the university then. No, I was not serious with my Christian life. Oh, Daddy Joe messages. Because, we say, do you know what? Let me be realistic with you. We used to say that Daddy Joe's messages were boring. Because you sleep. Daddy's messages was, how do you call those? Sleeping tablet, right? Yes. If you want to sleep, those days, that's all we think. So when you go for camp meeting, the time that people sleep a lot is when Daddy's preaching.
were lazy.
But still, when we wake up, kai, the fire is there, the energy is there, the flow is there. Until level 2 on the second semester, when I noticed that my academics was going down, and even when I start to pray, I feel so dry. What is wrong? I can't, everything is off. No revelation, no spiritual intuition. Then I realized, so from 2014 all the way to 2018, God shut my prophetic wells. Yeah. That was the time I looked for every message of that did you. That was the time I was, this message I'm preaching to today, it is Daddy's message, Protocols of Retreat. I did it in 2020. I took the book and I just, the note I did is what I'm preaching right now. I'll sit down, I'll outline all the messages of Daddy Joe and be practicing them. You preach it in 2019, 2018, this message. I'll outline them and be praying. Nothing is working. 2018, and I preached at the first camp meeting, my first preaching, and I was on the pulpit. It came back. I was angry because I used to go for crusade and schools. When we go for school, I noticed that those days from 2015-16, the way and manner which God was using me at schools, because I was this so raw, like now this way I'm preaching. Now when we go for schools, we don't preach like this. By the time we are done, somebody is receiving Holy Ghost baptism. We do everything in the course of the preaching. Very aggressive. But I noticed that stuff, it was going down. And I'll pray more. In fact, when we are going to preach, 3 days fasting, no food, we'll be praying. Thinking we want to bribe God with our fasting, it is not working. When I stood at 2018, we were at a camp meeting, I preached. It was hot. I took the microphone from here. I decided, I'm listening to that video for long today. I'm going to pour word. Took the microphone, everything opened. I first 1 hour prophetic, I prophesied for 1 hour. At that camp, I preached for 2 hours, 45 minutes. 1 hour for prophetic, 1 hour, 45 minutes for preaching. And that's, so the thing is there. I didn't know. Holy hunger. God withdraws it. Then you create the hunger in you. When that hunger is created, it's going to make you what? Go for the full taste. In fact, if God didn't withdraw that thing today, I'll not be here to teach. I'll be a lazy Christian. So some of you find out that you have gotten to that part of your Christian life, the way you used to feel things, see things, encounter, it is going off. It is God. He's calling you for a special what? Retreat. That was the period I used to do a lot of watch nights. You can ask my beloved. Come to class and my eyes are all red. They are all red because I don't understand what is going on. It looks like so I have to pray. Now knowing God was just dragging me. If you are in that moment, God is calling you for what? A retreat. You have to respond to it. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 4 to 5. Hebrews 6 verse 4 to 5. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift. Have you seen it? And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. So God gave you a foretaste of the heavenly gifts. The anointing. The power of God. And then he will withdraw it. So now you have the appetite. So begin to chase. You chase God. You see you are searching a matter. Not knowing that you are ending up discovering more about God. And that's how you come into strong relationship with God. Hallelujah. Number 2. Unexplainable burdens on your heart, which push you in certain moments to prayer. You can be there and then you start noticing that God is putting a burden on your heart. Especially if you are a true daily appointment observer. You notice that anytime you go to the presence of God to pray, there is this weight on you. Sometimes God can just put the weight of praying for a church. Put the weight of doing something. Sometimes you can't even explain it. You just notice that you feel heavy. Have you ever experienced that before? You just notice that you feel so heavy. You can't explain. And this thing, you see that it is drawing you to pray. So sometimes, in as much as you wanted to pray for 30 minutes to 1 hour, by the time you realize you have prayed for 2 hours, have you noticed that? It's calling for retreat. So I'm going to explain to you when you need to go for retreat. So when you notice that there is a burden, you want to pray it out, you go there. So normally your quiet time or your daily appointment with God, it is 1 hour, 30 minutes. Sometimes you find out that you double the hours. and you are still not satisfied. There's still some weight. You are not relieved. You are so heavy in your spirit. It means that God needs more time. Most times, something is coming. That is the moment of intercession. Sometimes something wants to happen. God needs you to what? Stand in the gap. So you begin to put burden. You begin to what? Do you know how God called Saul into to the king of Israel? The Bible said the Philistines told them that they should cut a finger of their hand and require certain things from them as a way of submitting to them. And the Bible said, and the holy anger was provoked in Saul, and the burden came upon him. And therefore he said, I ought, I walked, and led the people of Israel to war. So there are moments of your life, you will notice that there is this unexplainable weight. If indeed you are a true practitioner of daily appointment with God, you have a daily time with God, there are those moments. So sometimes you notice that I have to spend night and pray throughout the night. You may not know what is going on. Sometimes you can just be praying in the spirit. When you pray, see that you come something, then a message you drop. Do this, do that. Until then you are relieved. When you are relieved, sometimes you don't even know what it is. Some few times or moments or some years later or some months later, God will begin to tell you what you did last time is what saved you. This thing happened to me when I was in my national service. I'll wake up, I'll be praying, I'll be feeling very heavy. 2018 coming. I'll be heavy in my heart. I don't know. So I decided to set some time aside. So I decided to go on a 21 days. Me, I like 21 days. And normally, do know what I do? My 21 days are crossovers. That's why I'm a night watcher. When I notice that heavy burdens, I go 21 days because Daniel, I love that principle of Daniel, 21 days. So I decided to, the next 3 weeks, I'll pray from 10. I was a teacher then. So I'll pray from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. 5 hours. So I'll get up praying. As at that time, I have not conceived the idea of starting church, but I knew that I'll be into ministry. The idea I had in mind was that I would want to continue with the All for Christ camp meeting we're doing in Cape Coast. So I was just looking for schools and other staff to work on that. The idea of starting church or pastoring a church never came that time when I was in Cape Coast. But this burden was so strong, I kept praying. And as at that time too, I had in mind that I'll be getting married soon because God already told me. So me, I thought it was marriage, but no, when I was praying, I know that it was not marriage. So I did 21 days. It was not enough. Then I added another 12 days. Do you know that by the time I realized, I was almost 4 months in that. 10 to 2. 10 to 2. 10 to 2. It was in 2019 when I spoke to Daddy Joe that I wanted to start staying in Cape Coast, continuing now for Christ and everything, maybe consider to start a church. Then he told me that, it's written not in Accra. I say, yes, Daddy. Then why don't you consider Accra and come to Accra? The day that Daddy said that thing to me on phone, when I went to sleep, and the Spirit of God told me, that is why I did that to you last year. What I'm doing here, it took me 4 months of 10 to 2 a.m. burden, praying. No, it was church. God wants to bet out of me. You may not know. You see, like, I didn't know. It took a whole year before God told me what you were doing. So, whatever I'm doing, you have foundations. So, God has taken me through a whole lot of stuff. 10 to 2, pray. 10 to 2, pray. 10 to 2, pray. When my father passed on, I caught it, but I didn't know it was what it is. I just had a burden on me to be praying. I prayed for a whole 1 week. The following week, my father fell sick. The following week, he died. And God told me that, yes, because of that, I was preparing to take over. My father has been in ministry for 40 years, over 40 years, active ministry work. And for me to take over, God has to prepare my heart. I didn't even know. Be very watchful of those burdens that you catch when you are in your daily quiet times with God. God is leading you into something. And those are the times that you prepare for what? Quiet time. A special appointment with God. You may not know it, so you don't just get up and say, I'm going for a retreat. No. There are signals that calls for retreat. If you are true, you see, if you don't have these signals I'm talking about, it's not the reason you are not going for retreat. It means that there's a problem with your spiritual life. Even that one is also there. But if you have a daily appointment to God, you'll be having daily instructions. But when God needs more time with you, you find out that these things I'm talking about begin to activate. If these things are in you and you don't respond, you are going to create a problem. There's going to be a, you will pay dearly for it. Hallelujah. Number three, clarity on certain major destiny matters, especially matters on marriage. Shall I marry Kofi or Adjoa? Is it Mary or Faustina? Is it Michael or David? Is it this year or next year? When you get into those crossroads, business, ministry, place of planting, even where you want to stay, church, those moments you don't want God to call you, you yourself, you have to book appointment to God. Say, Erade, this period, we need to sort this matter. I need clarity. Yes. And this clarity simply means you need to know what to do. And I'll come to this part. You'll find out that the retreat answers to the principle of transacting business with God. I'll come to that place. I said that's why I was spending 3 weeks. So when they said, see, that's why I said it is very difficult for a serious Christian to miss it. Serious Christian. I hope you're following me. Clarity. So when you find yourself in that crossroad, should I marry him or not? Should I go to this school or not? Should I do this? Don't get up and choose masters and go and do it. You must be clear about what God is saying. When you want that one, you have to call for a special appointment. Your daily appointment will not answer to that one. You set a special appointment. When you go, if you don't get it, go again until God speaks. Special appointment. Clarity. So you see clarity on what to do. Destiny, decision making, clarity. In as much as you have received clarity, is that enough? No. Point number four. The need for wisdom when you come into destiny moment of your life. In as much as God has given you clarity, you need wisdom. So the Bible said by the books, Daniel came to know that the people of Israel should be in captivity for 70 years. Then he decided to seek the face of the Lord. So instantly the angel of the Lord was bringing out answer, wisdom. What is the wisdom God gave you to enter into that business? That secret. What wisdom, what instructions, what direction has God given you into that marriage? Whenever you come into destiny moment, for some of us, when we are up, when we are entering into our early 30s, by the grace of God, I'm in my early 30s. We need to ask God in the next 10 years, what is the direction? What must we do? Are you with me? This moment calls for retreat. If you don't, I'm telling you right now. Those of you who are done with your national service, those of you who have completed school, this is when you ask wisdom. Destiny moment. You are entering another phase of your life. This is not the time to be angry, frowning your face. No, no, no. You must get it right. Wisdom. It is wisdom that profited. The Bible said that in all things, get what? Wisdom. In all thy getting, get what? For wisdom is the principal. So you must ask God for wisdom. Now that I am almost done with my national service, now that I am done with school, how do I go about life after school? There you know that God orders the steps of the righteous. It was out of this that God told him not to leave this country. Stay. Come and come. Come and stay. Some of us have taken decisions because we know that, oh, yes, we have to go to school. But we ask God how to go about it. Wisdom, instructions. So it is not enough to get clarity on what to do. You must ask way how to go about it. The how, not what to do. So, clarity will tell you what to do. Seeking wisdom will tell you how to what? Do it. This year, did you ask God how to go about this year? Have you done it? Are you following me? So, these are the reasons why we have to what? Enter into a moment of what? Prayer. Enter into a moment of what? Special times with God. Point number 5. This is very important. Did I mention Daniel chapter 9 verse 1 to 3 to you? A need for wisdom when you come to destiny moment of your life. Number 5. There are only 6 points. Then we end it here. We will continue, God willing, the following week. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed? All right. Point number 5. When you need certain keys, instructions, into bracket instructions, you need certain keys to bring to an end things going on in your life that you do not understand. Give me Genesis chapter 25 verse 22. Let me use that one to explain this. And I want to dwell there and explain certain things. There are moments of your life that things will be happening that you can't explain them. Everybody is doing well. Not that I've done anything wrong. Have you been there before? And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to what? Inquire of the Lord. This is Rebecca. Why Rebecca helped Jacob to plan and take the blessing of Esau was because she knew something. Sometimes when certain troubles come, it is God who is trying to ask you for. It seems like you alone, you have written letters upon letters looking for a job. You can't get a job. Stop binding and killing witches. Go on retreat and ask God for instructions to end it. Go for instructions. Retreat, personal retreat. Strange happenings, unexplainable things. You are there, you say, how this? Why is this happening? Why is this? You can't understand what is happening in your life. Pause. Go on a retreat. Turn aside. Withdraw. Go to God. And that one, you are going for instruction. God, why this? Why this? Why don't I understand this? Why? That is my point. You're coming. And God, no. Sometimes God creates those situations to get our attention. I'm being honest with you. Sometimes God will allow certain situations in our life you can't understand. You can. It's not everything that happens that is sponsored by the devil. That's why the Bible said that the rain will come, the storm will come, and the wind was what? Come. But they that build on the rock, he shall what? Stand. He didn't say that if you build on the rock, you'll be exempted. Or is that so? Did the Bible say so? So both the believer and unbeliever will all have. That's why we have the hour of darkness. There is an hour called the hour of what? Darkness. When those moments come, you must withdraw and go for a special what? Appointment with God. And the whole thing is that, Lord, instruct me on how to what? Most times, the things that God wants to use us to do, he may let us have a feel of it. Then we can gain the mastery to deal with it. That is why you see that people who were struck by some kind of ailment and they get healing, in along the line, they become ministers of what? Healing. Kenneth Hagin is an example. Do you know that the situations that sometimes you find yourself, when God takes you out of that situation, you now become a solution to solve those situations. Have you noticed that? So this is where God does that. When I talk of retreat, sometimes some of you, your special appointment God can be over 2 years. Are we on the same? Are we on the same scale? So when you notice that certain things are going on in your life, unexplainable things, you don't understand the situations around you, your financial life, your relationship life, things are not going well, all you need to do is what? Go for a special appointment with God. Finally, the last one, then we close. When you sense the need to withdraw and refuel, very important. There are times in our walk with God, you notice that you are empty. You need to withdraw. This is one of the things that many, many ministers and many Christians do not do. Don't you know that the anointing, when you use it, it drops? You don't know. That's why if you check in the Bible, find what we call refilling and in the filling and the infilling. In Acts chapter 2, they received the Holy Ghost baptism. In Acts chapter 4, there was another hot Holy Ghost baptism. as long as you are moving daily, you will find out that your the anointing and everything is what is going down. You must withdraw and what? Fool. Some of you, as you stand here, you have not, it has been a long time you did deliverance to yourself. Your deliverance system is so choked now that the moment you are passing by, you hear some small shatter while your head is nodding. Your system is broken now. You have not gone to fix it. I'm serious. You are that kind of person that if they put you in the midst of whatever, it will not move you now. You are so attracted to not just rated 18, but it should be more rated than 18 movies. You don't know that it is telling you that, brother, sister, there is weakness and we have to go and refuel. You yourself, you know what I'm talking about. You notice that the anointing has gone down. It is calling for retreat. It means that there are too many toxins in the system. You have to go for what? Cleansing. The car needs to change engine oil. You have to go and change the engine oil so that can... In fact, this one, I would have wished that every week you find at least a day. That's why I keep saying, set a day aside in every week. If it is a longer night of prayer, do it. Because it's not easy. In our generation, serious. Now the porn cry, don't need to even go and search for it. They give it to you at anywhere you go to. Facebook, you receive. Twitter, you receive. Even if you decide you don't want to, and you go to wherever you go, they'll show you some. Snap, you get it free. IG, everywhere, MTN, billboards, adverts. Now, no advert in Ghana here that is not attached to any sexual sin. You can mind some every advert, even Momo. Are you with me? So the ideas are being pumped every day. You know, your eyes are being filled with all these poisons. You don't know that it is eating into your anointing. So you dare yourself, you're Odeshi. That small girl will sweep your feet right now. And you're Odeshi, sister. Some useless guy be. A guy that you know that in your normal sense, even if he's approaching you, he'll fall under the anointing. He's the one who will teach you a lesson. So when you notice that your system is weak, the anointing has gone down. When I'm talking of anointing, don't be going, no, there are dimensions of anointing. Your moral power has gone down. Your iskus has gone down. Your kratos has gone down. I've spoken about all these stuffs. You have to go for refilling, you know? Refilling so that you can stand. These six things I've mentioned are the six conditions upon which you should have special appointments with God. Six conditions. I'm taking my time today to explain this. Because this does not come with shouting. I want you to practice prayer effectively. Now, if you notice that these six things I've mentioned, you fall within one of these brackets right after today. Okay, next we're going to teach you how to set up for retreat. You have to start. Yes, I've not taught you yet how to set up for retreat. So I'll not ask you to go now. Because if you go, I don't know what to do. Yes, but wait. Next week, when I talk about how to set up for retreat, after that, you have to go. You have to go. This special appointment will bring special needs. The Bible, who shall ascend unto the mountains? Who shall stand in the holy place of the Lord? These are the people who shall receive blessings from you. He said, this is the generation that seeks the Lord. Now, give me the verse 7. Now, you see them, they begin to talk. He said, lift up your eyes, O ye gates. Psalm 24, verse 7. Psalms chapter 24, verse 7. I'm wrapping up. Watch here. Watch people who seek the Lord. See the authority by which they talk. Watch. See what they are saying. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Those that are everlasting, he's asking them to be lifted. Kovele Messiah. See, when people stand at the holy place of God, things that do not understand the word everlasting, things that have been there for years, unmovable. When people stand in the presence of the God of the earth, the owner, the possessor of earth, said the earth is of the Lord and the fullness thereof. When people become generous, generation of seekers who are able to stand in his presence. Now they begin to command everlasting things to move. Situations that have been there. Why is it that everybody marry in this family? The marriage is not working. You don't understand it. When you become a seeker, you go for a special appointment. That's what he said. Ye everlasting door, lift up your eyes, oh ye gate. Now listen to what he said. And the King of glory shall come in. The King of glory shall come into this family. The doors that have shut down breakthroughs, shut down liftings, shut down uprisings, and make cut off people. When you become a generation that seeks the Lord, you are a man of daily appointment and special appointment. You shall say unto those doors, be ye lifted, be ye lifted. That the King of glory will enter my life. The King of glory will enter this family. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As you become a seeker, daily seeking God, on special moment you seeking God, you shall stand and tell things that are everlasting. Be ye lifted, oh, that the King of glory shall come in. Now listen to verse 8. Listen to what they say over there. Ha. Said, who is this king? The altars begin to question him. The altars. These are the likes of Goliath, who look at David and the man, and they say that I come in the name of the Lord of Sabaoth, the King of hosts. Listen to the answer I gave him. He said, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord is what? Mighty in what? In battle. Verse 9. Lift up your heads, all ye gates. So gates have heads. Gates. Heads. So let the head of this gate. So you see, there are gates that control things, give access, give breakthroughs. They restrict movement. But a man who is a seeker like Jacob, a generation that seeks the Lord like Jacob, is able to stand and say that, let the heads be lifted up. Let the gates be opened. All ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. I pray for you. I said, if you want to mind prayer, if you become a seeker, this will be your statement. What doors have been shut at you? What gate is limiting you from your next level? What gate has been opened against you? The Bible said, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard. Sometimes the gate of hell can open up. The gate of trouble can open up. The gate has been opened up. But I'm telling you that when you are a man that stands in the presence of God, like the generation that seeketh the Lord, you will open your mouth and say, let this gate be shattered and let this gate be opened. It is on this ground that I can say that I open financial doors into this family. That is why you see that someone will be praying and praying and praying, seeking the Lord, and the person will break through, and you see everybody in the family beginning to rise. And you see certain people in your family, there are difficult issues. Marriage does not work. Things does not work. But as these people become special seekers, seeking God and being like the generation of Jacob, pushing things through, you see that the gate will be lifted. I pray for you. See, I want you to know that it is you who opened that everlasting door. Oh, rise to your feet. It is you who opened that everlasting door. And when I start talking about transacting business with God on the fact of retreat, you understand? They are certain. See, they said the King of glory may come in. See, the possessor of heaven and earth, with the one who the earth and the things thereof belongs to him, wants to come into your life. But there are gates, there are doors. If these doors are not lifted, the King who is mighty in battle will not enter. But those who can open their mouth and tell those gates to be lifted are those who are seekers. Who are seekers? Can you lift up your voice and pray? Say, oh Abba Father, make me a seeker. Help me to always seek you. 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 Kubrandi mako shabala kataya. Hey, this is the generation of Jacob that seeks the Lord. Oh, katine meko vela satakaya. The Bible says, seek the Lord when he may be found. The day you find God, you know that indeed you have found everything. Kobrende sanda makumpela satakaya. Oh rabababo shatakaha. Anto sebranda. Ikabra badru shatete la diata. This is the generation that seeks the Lord. Lift up your hand. I pray for you. As you seek God on your daily basis, as you set aside special appointments with God, every gate, every door, that is everlasting, that has shut people out of rising in that family. Any gate of marriage that has become everlasting that nobody marries. Every gate of poverty restricting people from financial breakthroughs. I declare in the name of Jesus, let those gates be lifted. Let those gates be lifted. Let those gates be lifted. We shall see this year. I am putting it to you that before the end of this year, a situation that is in your family, a situation that is in your house, your life, make sure that the gate is lifted. That is why I've taught you to pray. I said, make sure that that thing is lifted. If it is not lifted, it is you. Because the King of Glory is coming and is coming. The King of Glory wants to invade our life this year. The King, mighty in battle, wants to step into matters. But it will take you, those who are generation seekers, the seekers, who will be able to tell. Who will be able to tell those gates, open to God. Open. Let the channels be opened. Let the gates be opened. I declare, this year, gates will be lifted. Doors will be opened. And the King of Glory will enter your life. The King of Glory will enter your life. I declare, the King of Glory will enter your life. We will end this year being the host of God in our life. The King of Glory will enter our life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory.
Just breathe your name upon me. So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now. Lord.